Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Preparations are underway for Philadelphia's Thanksgiving Day Parade. KYW's John McDevery reports from the Benjamin Franklin Parkway.
The stone steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art have been decorated in pink and orange. That's the backdrop for the live performances for the telecast on Thanksgiving Day. Bleachers have been set up for the first time in 5 years in that area. Rehearsals for hundreds of performers are also taking place.
Everything in the parade is rehearsed. Literally everything in the parade is rehearsed.
And that includes rehearsals for the 15 marching bands, says parade producer Todd Marcacci.
We have great bands from really from the Mississippi River coming east and also to the south. And Center Grove High School, actually one of the top marching bands in the country that competes on a national level, is going to be doing a special drill performance for us in the telecast area.
The parade kicks off at 8:30 on Thursday morning from 20th in the Parkway. Governor Phil Murphy has told his cabinet to cut spending by 5% as he looks to get ahead of any future money problems. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with a Republican lawmaker who says this was easy to predict.
A spokesperson for the governor confirms a memo was sent to department heads to slash spending by 5% and hold off on pay raises with new hiring limits.
We are operating at about a $4 billion structural deficit.
Republican State Senator Michael Testa says it's simple math. The money coming in doesn't cover the money going out. He says Republicans on the Budget Committee have been pointing this out for years now.
We told you so. We were being fiscally responsible. Not Republicans. We were being fiscally responsible legislators. They should have listened.
Testa says the most recent record budget of nearly $57 billion is more than 60% higher than the final budget of the Christie administration in 2017 at about $35 billion. Holiday sales started early this year, but it's still expected to be a busy buying weekend with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday deals. KYW's Connor Barkhorn reports.
The holiday shopping season has started earlier than ever this year.
Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman surveyed nearly 2,500 adults about their shopping plans for the upcoming weekend and found almost 60% plan to buy something on Cyber Monday.
Thanksgiving weekend is still a big deal for retail, but it's not the kickoff that it used to be.
While Rossman is not surprised that online shopping is the most popular way to spend, he says younger generations are more likely to take advantage of in-person deals on Small Business Saturday.
It's actually Gen Zers and millennials who are the most likely to shop on Small Business Saturday. About 6 in 10 in those age groups are planning to buy something versus 46% of Gen X and 40% of boomers. This shows that in-person retail is not dead. I mean, not by any means.
Rossman recommends stacking deals by applying credit card rewards to existing store sales. In its 58th year, Operation Thanksgiving is in full swing as the Philadelphia Police Department fills and delivers hundreds of dinner boxes for families across the city. KYW Sarah Day Howard has the story.
It's just a great way to give back to our community.
Music filled the parking garage at the corner of 15th and Callow Hill Streets as Philadelphia Police Officer Mitchell reported to his turntables, pumping up the volume and holiday cheer as dozens of officers joined Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel in filling more than 400 Thanksgiving dinner boxes to feed various families in all 20 police districts across the city. And Commissioner Bethel was at the heart of the assembly line, making sure each box was filled with turkeys and all the ingredients for that Thanksgiving meal.
That's what it's all about. Right? I mean, there's a family today that's going to get food that they probably had not an opportunity to have a meal. And what better gift to give to that?
And he says it was personal because department employees pitched in more than $12,000 and Brown Superstores donated nearly $1,400 to cover the cost of the dinner boxes.
Bethel says Philly needs the help and its team sincerely wanted to answer the call. New data from the Annenberg Public Policy Center shows that less than half of Americans are aware that cancer risk can be lowered by cutting or stopping alcohol consumption altogether. KYW's Raquel Williams has more.
As we head into the holiday season, bottles will be uncorked and glasses will be clinking in celebration. But Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, says the fact that just 45% of survey respondents were aware that regularly consuming alcohol increases the chance of later developing cancer is concerning.
Now, one of the reasons it matters this time of year is during the holiday season, you've got more opportunities to drink alcohol. It's important to remember that the CDC says you can lower your risk for cancer by drinking less or not drinking at all.
According to the CDC, more than half of U.S. adults drink alcohol.
70% binge drink, which is really concerning, and 6% drink heavily. So as alcohol consumption increases, your risk increases. Best if you can make the choice not to drink at all, not to drink at all. But if you're going to drink, drink in moderation.
She says many people are caught up in the social aspects of drinking and the routine positive media portrayals.
Jamison says there needs to be balanced messaging surrounding the risks, which could be life-saving. That's the O-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All-Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.